Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. Well, I hear the bells jingling and the sleigh bells ringing and all kinds of things, Elena. So maybe we ought to talk a little bit about Christmas and how we can help our children work through this or what we can do at Christmas to make it a meaningful time. Let's jump into this very important subject. I'm sure there's some different cultural things between what happens in the Netherlands and the United States that we'd be interested in too. So welcome. Let's talk today.
Yeah, I'm so excited actually to talk about this topic because I think it's also a lot of need for parents to hear some thoughts from us on how to, yeah, perhaps think about these holidays. The holidays of Christmas are probably the busiest holidays of the year for families. It's the same in the Netherlands. We're running around also chasing all sorts of traditions. And so, yeah, excellent. Time for us to share with other parents our thoughts on and our experiences on it. So, Dr. Scott, why don't we get started by just briefly sharing your own experience with your family and the highlights, let's say, of Christmas holidays and how it felt for your family when your children were growing up.
That's great. And then maybe I'm very interested to hear about your Christmas experience and what it's like in the Netherlands, but. Now, in our family, I grew up in a pastor's family, and I am a pastor myself. So Christmas Eve services have always been a highlight for us, planning for them and just the, you know, as a pastor, there's a little different look to the whole thing. So, you know, you're looking at all the work that has to go into this and getting all the decorations there and the refreshments and the food and all the things that my wife and I would put together to make Christmas special, along with a whole team of people. But by the time we were done with Christmas, it was a like, wow, man, Christmas Eve, that would go, wow. And then we'd get home. And of course, then we got five kids in our home and they're excited about Christmas. And we would generally open one Christmas present on Christmas Eve after the Christmas Eve service. So one present, and we had a lot of presents. You know, we've got family and we bought a lot of stuff for our kids. So presents were a very big part of our Christmas, even Christmas Day and our Christmas celebration. So we really enjoyed the Christmas story. My wife, Carrie, would often have a Christmas advent calendar where they would do something special in our homeschool for every for every day leading up to Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas morning, we always did the Santa Claus game. And we told our kids Santa Claus isn't real, but we always enjoyed playing that. I know this is one of those things that every family has to decide for themselves. And some families today will say, we don't want to have anything to do with the secular or Santa Claus or whatever, because it detracts from Christmas. And I think that's fine. In our family, I'll just tell you what we did. When I was growing up, okay, so now I'm a child in my family of with my you know, parents and so on. And we had four children in our family. My dad would wake us up on Christmas morning. He's a pastor too, but we wake us up on Christmas morning and he'd run through the house. Oh, there he goes. Hurry. Scott, get up. Mark, get up. Come on, hurry. Kent, Lori, everybody get up. Oh, you're going to miss him. And we'd all... You know, come running out and he'd be at the front door and he'd go, oh, you missed him. He just got off. And then that would start our whole Christmas morning, opening presents, having a really special breakfast, and then just enjoying relationships the rest of the day and doing some fun things. So that was what it was when I grew up. So when I got married, I wanted to continue that tradition in our family. And so I did. So it was so fun for me to just get up in the morning and I'd say, come on, Carrie, you got to wake up. Oh, no, come on. We were up late last night. Come on. It's for the kids. Here, you hold the big video camera. You know, in those days, we had these big, heavy old VHS video cameras. And you hold it. I'll go wake up the kids. And so we did. And wake up the kids. And, oh, hey, hurry. Come, quick. You got to come to the door. And you know, they'd all come. And oh, you just missed him. And so it was just so fun. And here's the interesting thing. It was so much a part of our tradition and what we enjoyed that my daughter at age 16 had a boyfriend and she really liked this guy. And she said, "Dad, could he sleep over? Not sleep with her, but sleep in a, in a different room, or sleep with my sons or something. So can he sleep over so that he could see what we do on Christmas?" So he slept over, and we did this whole thing. She's 16 years old, and she's saying, "Oh, because I'm saying, look, guys, we're going to sleep in tomorrow morning. It's Christmas. We're not going to do the special set. No, Dad, we have to do it. That's just part of it." So even when our kids were teenagers, they loved that part of Christmas. It just made it special, and so we enjoyed that a lot, and that kind of had drove our Christmas to a great extent. We all gave gifts to each other and so on, but that was the big celebration for us as we tried to wed both the gift giving, the Christmas tree, the lights, the packaging, along with our deep values of enjoying the Lord and teaching our kids about salvation and Jesus coming at that time. So all of that become very important. So tell me about yourself. I'm eager to hear what your Christmas experience
Well,
was like or is like.
it's gonna be hard for me to top that story that you just shared. Well, it's very interesting because I'm living in the Netherlands, but I was originally born in Romania. And I was born during Ceausescu time, which means that I grew up, a lot of my childhood was under the communism regime, which meant that we didn't have to ex we didn't have a lot of all the experiences that children have nowadays. Probably if we had oranges, that was like amazing because I remember like we were getting some oranges, like wow, this is something special because we were not allowed back then. We were not allowed to import food from abroad, so we were just getting. But I still remember it as very special. We are five sisters. And I remember that we had Christmas tree and indeed Santa Santa how do you call him in
We
snow
call him Santa Claus in
Santa
America, but
Claus,
you
I'm
call him Santa
sorry.
Claus.
Yeah, of course. And I won't mention it now, but he would come and he would share some presents. And yeah, so that was that we took some pictures. Back then there had to be a photograph that come that came to take some pictures. And so that was a very, a very special time for sure of the year, and my parents really wanted to celebrate that. After my parents became Christian, because back then they were in the communist Romania, we, it was not they were just Orthodox Christian, Greek Orthodox, and then they became Christians, as in following Jesus, and then they actually didn't want to have so much to do with Christmas and celebrating Christmas, so we wouldn't actually have a Christmas tree, which was such a shame in a way. And I must admit that I have always missed that after when we grew up. I mean, it was a lot about the church, and we knew the story of Jesus and his birth, but there was a lot of fun was gone out of Christmas for us. And we were also older by then, but still, I think we missed that. And I remember that when I moved to England, I started to travel home for Christmas, and I would always take so many presents, as many as I could for all my family, and I would bring them home. And it was just my way to kind of make it a bit more fun. And my parents, when we were left, they kind of started to make a Christmas tree at home. It was just funny that that happened after we left. But I think they kind of came around more to just be more relaxed about it. And since I came to the Netherlands, which is 10 years ago or so, here they have also a lot of celebrations. And my husband has grown very similar to your story with Saint Nicholas, and he brings presents and he comes with his helpers and he comes on the boat from Spain. And children are living in this bubble that they hear podcasts and they hear the news and all sorts of stories, crazy stories happen. And he wants to create this kind of fantasy for them, which I must admit sometimes I have trouble with because I'm like, oh, I need to kind of lie to the kids and I feel bad about it. And sometimes Joshua says, Mama, is he really real? Because he must be like 500 years old or something. So, yeah, so we try to celebrate. Patrick's family comes over one evening. Actually, this week they'll be coming over, and then we will share presents, which come, of course, from Saint Nicholas, which is going to bang hard on the door, and then we will just miss him by a whisk. So yeah, quite different experiences for me, but I agree to keep this fantasy for the kids. I think it's nice for a childhood because it keeps that kind of nice feeling of coziness. So I yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell my experience with
That's
Christmas.
fascinating. That's
Yeah.
great. You know, I think traditions are so valuable and important in a family. I think they create memories. Even as we're talking, we're remembering the traditions that we experienced. I think every family has to choose how they're going to respond to these things. I think it's important for us as we're working with our children to be careful about, you know, at some point our kids are going to realize that this game we're playing about St. Nicholas or Santa Claus is a real game. And I think we want to be careful about misleading them at some point. And because I think that kids, even if they find out that, and when they find out that Santa Claus is not real, that they often still like to do it because there's something special about the tradition involved. Now, I'm not saying every family needs to do that. And many of the families that I know, Christian families, don't want to have anything to do with Santa Claus or Christmas trees or, you know, the kind of secular side, they would say, of these things, because they really want to emphasize the true meaning of Christmas. And I think it is important to emphasize the true meaning of Christmas. But this is one of those things where we have freedom in Christ. You know, some people will be very concerned about any kind of Santa Claus type thing, and they don't want to do any of it. And I think that's fine. And others will choose to do it, and we have to be tolerant of each other and recognize that the real meaning of Christmas is really must what is most important. And these other traditions aren't as important, but they become part of the special things that we do sometimes that are helpful in some families and maybe not in others, and that's okay.
Yeah, I so much agree with that. I think more and more it becomes a bit yeah, maybe a norm or a given that every family should celebrate in a certain way. But I also think that we not only are different by nature by how God he has created us, but we are also different in how we are brought up and what we bring with us from our own families and also how we want to bring it together for our family. So I think it's so important to have that, what you call that freedom in Jesus, indeed, to make that decision. And I think that as long as that doesn't impact our belief and our faith and how we commit to our Lord Jesus, that's indeed just something that we can choose to do. So Dr. Scott, it's so nice to hear these stories. And I know so many parents will be thinking about this a lot, maybe at this holiday. Maybe they will be thinking inspired by by your story to maybe start their own tradition and maybe actually bring something more fun into their Christmas time. What would be some, let's say, guidelines or maybe some advice that you would give parents who want to do that, just in a big, big stroke brushes? Like how would you advise them to think about it?
Well, I think that first of all, we want to have freedom in Christ to do whatever. I mean, nowadays, my kids have this elf on the shelf kind of. I don't know if you have that in the Netherlands, but there's this elf on the shelf that moves around every day, and it's just a fun tradition for the kids to have. But I think that in every home, Christian home, the central focus needs to be on Jesus Christ. So having a little nativity set, or going through the Christmas story as a family, or sending Christmas cards that have the true meaning of Christmas to celebrate the birth of our Savior is really the important thing here. So whatever you add to that is fine, and, you know, can be fun, but let's always remember that the real, and our children need to remember this too, that the real meaning of Christmas is has to do with the birth of Jesus Christ. When we have our Christmas Eve service at our church, I'm the pastor of the church, and I bring the kids up, and I tell them a story, or I do something with them that's fun, and it's always about the Christmas story. I used sticks one time to illustrate the Christmas story, and I had gifts another time where kids would open the gifts, and it would then, as they did, we would tell the Christmas story. This year, what I'm going to do, is that I'm going to have a nativity set up there, but it's going to be covered with wrapping paper and then covered with cards, and then it's going to be covered with lights, and it's going to be covered with newspaper with sale sheet pages on it. And the point I'm going to try to make is that we, and I think it's an important point for all of us, not just children, but what I'm making for the children is, what is, oh, look at the sales that are going on. Look at the lights that are pretty. Look at the Christmas cards we have. Look at the wrapping paper and all the presents. But when we take all of those things off, the most important thing is that Jesus Christ came to earth to be born as a baby and to die as our Savior, and so that we could have a personal relationship with God. That is the most important. And so we must keep this in the forefront of our children's minds and help them recognize that even though they might not hear about it at school, even though their friends might not be talking about it, even though we're focused on giving gifts and buying them and all these things and getting them, the real meaning of Christmas has to do with Jesus Christ and God's gift to us. And then also we then in turn give to other people. So it's not about getting as much as it is about giving that can help children learn some very important things.
Yeah, and I would also say that indeed not to lose sight of that in anything we do, and also just to be wise about buying presents or about how we want to think about that in regards to our children. Every family is different, of course, but for me it's very important to think about how do I buy children presents in a way that helps them develop for their future as well, and not just for them to have things. It's just a personal kind of choice that I make together with my husband, of course, to try to minimize, let's say, the number of presents, but to make them more meaningful, and also to perhaps give away some things to other children or to other families that are struggling during this time of year of the year. So that could be also something parents could consider more meaningful. Especially in a world where children can sometimes be over spoiled with gifts, and then they have more than they need. I think sometimes it's wise to be thinking about our children and how would they benefit of certain presents, to ask for wisdom from the Lord, because presents are such a special such something special that can also give our children cues for the future and what they can invest their time in the future. That would probably be my addition to what you just mentioned.
That's good. I think in our next session in the series about Christmas, I think in the next session we should talk a little bit more about selfishness and how do we help kids who tend to be more selfish, especially at Christmas time. Because there's going to be a lot of self-focused tendencies children have, about what am I going to get? So talk a little bit about countering the selfishness, which also erupts into emotional challenges that children have. So we'll do that in our next session, if that's okay.
Sounds very good. And I think many parents will open their ears wide to that. So Dr. Scott, let's close this this episode, Christmas first, just by inviting parents to have a look in our library, because we have so many more episodes that you could be listening now during the holidays, perhaps as you have more time off, walking the dog, even doing the dishes. After a very grandiose Christmas dinner, please have a look at what we have in our library. More than 60 episodes by now. And until next time with our episode on Christmas and selfishness around this time of the year, how can we, what can we do? What are some wise ideas to be using during this time? Dr. Scott, any last thoughts that you would like to add before we close?
Yes, it's just, I call it the wonder of Christmas, when children and parents come to that place in their holiday time that says, wow, God did something so special for us, and I'm so grateful for what God has done. And I pray that the wonder of Christmas would permeate every home that is listening to this particular podcast, that the wonder of Christmas is so special because God has done something amazing for each one of us.
Amen. That's a very nice prayer even. Thank you so much, Dr. Scott, and until next time, God bless you.